Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about, want to hop in the construction arena? Read the essentials. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Having a business of your own is every man or woman's dream. If one gets to set his or her foot in the construction industry, then there is no looking back for them. But the truth is that firstly, it is not just so simple to get into the construction industry. If you do not know much about it. And secondly, if all you make your way in this section, you will find it pretty hard to sustain. People with good financial backing find it extremely difficult to survive in the construction arena. The reasons are plenty. Right from the severe competition to changing mode of the industry, a businessman has to battle it all in order to keep their place secured. But it has been seen that many are unable to strive the tide and they get down or drown. Therefore, one need to be mentally prepared for the tough life and also with the harsh realities that may encounter after they have made their way inside their industry. We will be speaking in depth about the essentials that a person should have before they decide to start a construction business. Number one, technical know-how is a must. For the people who do not relate to the construction industry, nor know anyone who belongs to this domain, should take a few lessons on how to run the business and then decide if they want to make their way in. Not knowing the technical know-how can cost him dearly, and he may become a part of a larger lot who has left the business. Technical know-how does not mean that you should be well-versed with all the jargon or should know how to drive or repair heavy equipment, but it certainly means that you should know a bit of everything. For instance, if the heavy equipment develops a problem, you should know where to get it fixed rather than being clueless on what to do next. Similarly, if you experience a strange problem in your business and unable to know the way out, you should have at least know of somebody who can help get this fixed. Next, know your finances well. People ideally become very eager with the idea of starting a new business, forgetting the fact that the business needs investments, and if they are unable to arrange the finances, then things can go awry and they may fall flat on their face. Therefore, they are stuck with the idea of opening a new business and should first check their finances. See if they have any opportunities to get any loans and estimate the time by when they can repay it off. They also need to decide if they have to buy heavy equipment or take it on rent, whether they have significant funds in doing either of the two options. And lastly, hunting your projects. Getting work is a primary goal after you have set up your business. You should work hard to form a sales and marketing team and check who is good in selling. If you have the skill to sell, you become the head of sales department and lead the team. However, at the end of the day, you should have a few projects in hand. Again, be productive, be proactive, get to learn the business, and then jump into it and get it going. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle. 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.